This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarnum with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray Finn McCurry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidgee Country as BBM Bunbury Prep Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can also text our brother, 045 714 0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. They call it Facebook. Sometimes they call it Sookbook, you know, big face. Either way, any communication got going on, then please do so. Are we going to jump into the next segment? Which way yarning? That's with the Edmonton Police, and proudly sponsored by Piconi's, IGA, and Brinsmead. And they give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bripper once a week. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle. Chew on a banana rather than a Mars bar. Yes, it is. And having choices in life, deadly choices. All right, with that, we've got Stephen Grant, PLO, Police Liaison Officer, and he's brought a couple of bodyguards, Senior Constable Casey Leishman, and she's got a bodyguard, Constable Lachlan Steedon. Yes, we were talking about that. Good morning to you all. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor.
Yep, morning, morning, Steve.
Good morning, Good morning. Trevor. Thank Casey. You for having us in today.
Thank you for coming in.
G'day, Trevor.
Lachlan Steedon. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that. So, Constable, first year, surname Steedon.
Yep.
We're talking rugby league, the pigskin.
That's it.
So, you got affiliation with that brand?
My grandfather, he was a man. He's a man that...
Is that right?
Yep.
So you're Constable...
Ray Charles Steedon.
Ray Charles Steedon. Yep. Is that his name?
Steedon. Steedon. Steedon, not Steedon.
Big shout out, Mr. Steedon. Yep. So Constable Lachlan Steedon / entrepreneur, millionaire. Please job on the side.
Or Constable better.
Steedon. We love our Steedons. Rugby League, NRL. Represent my beautiful father Dan to NRL Magic last week. So, yes, or plenty of Steedons, my friend. So, good on your names on that ball. So, have you ever played league yourself?
Just through high school.
Just through high school?
Yeah, yep.
Well, I'm coaching Kangaroos under 13 rugby league here in Cairns. Big shout out, Gold Team, big shout out. And Coach Dwayne and Manager Helen, thank you very much. So, what happens is when I teach the young fellas, when the ball is kicked to you, read the writing. Read Steedon.
That's it.
What I teach you. If you're reading the words, you're catching the ball.
And don't drop it.
Don't drop it. So you are in our life, my brother.
That's it.
All right, beautiful. Over to the pretty lady, Senior Constable Casey Leishman. How are you, Casey?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Trevor?
I'm well, thank you. So, Senior Constable, how long have you been in the force? And that means you're Lachlan's boss. No, it doesn't.
Lachlan's an equal partner. We share everything.
Ignore the epaulets.
Yeah, we equals.
How long you been in the force there, Casey?
About 14 years now.
All right.
So I'm and lucky enough, I've known Steve since my first year.
Steve Grant, so is that right?
Yeah.
That long. And you're based at Edmonton?
I'm based at Cairns City. Domestic and Family Violence Vulnerable Persons Unit.
Okay, rightio. And we'll talk about that, that deadly unit. And Stephen Grant, who your mob were you from, brother?
Good morning, Trevor. Steve Grant, proud Jitterbull Murray, from the far north regions of the Tully Rainforest area, Cardinal, and the lovely Herbert Valley.
Gumboot country.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
What is town in Australia?
Yes.
Just down the road. Get that snorkel out of your mouth so I can understand what you're saying, brother. Listen, over to Casey. Casey, we're talking about... cohesive control. So educate this black man regarding cohesive control. What is that?
Yeah, so this month is Domestic Family Violence Prevention Month.
Yes.
With the theme this year, it's In Your Control, Coercive Control.
Okay.
For the listeners that don't know, coercive control is a pattern of behaviours where one person, I'll refer to them as the perpetrator in this situation,
okay,
uses the behaviours against the victim, survivor, to create a climate of fear, isolation, intimidation, humiliation. So they're trying to control that person's life and what's going on.
And that is a form of violence, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So they may not use physical violence. Mm. They might just be able to intimidate that person to do what they want. So sometimes it's non-physical violence, being able to control that person's life.
You can ask someone to do something, but you can't force them to do it. Yeah, that's right.
But
along those lines.
You can intimidate them to do
what
you want. So they might not need to use physical violence to obtain what they want. They might be able to control that person's life by intimidating them. So sometimes we have women, little women
sure.
with a big Partner.
Thank you. Okay.
That big partner might not need to use physical force to get that person to do what
just
they
want. Just stand up, say the words, and then before long, she's doing what he wants. Mm. Yeah,
sometimes
that's
it's the tone of their voice, how they look at them. Mm. You know, when we're in relationships, we can read that other person very well.
Sure.
And how.
And we all humans have a right to live our life how we see fit.
Yeah.
And not under anyone's control.
Yes. So we all should be free to live our lives without fear.
Yes. And the rules and regulations are out there to support us and protect us and give us a good life, so to speak. So, yeah, so often this is relationships.
Yeah, so a domestic violence relationship can be classed as a family relationship. So it could be brothers, sisters, mum, dad, cousins.
Okay, it's not
just
a husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend.
It can be husband and wife.
Yep.
But there's other.
It's not only that, but
a lot broader.
Yeah.
Especially in our communities up here, where family members, maybe extended family.
Sure.
In some cultures, but in other cultures, it's a cousin that we see as our brother or sister.
Mm.
So if that person's using that power and control over them,
yeah, for
they're
wrong
in
reasons.
That domestic violence relationship.
What some of the behaviours includes?
So it could be degrading put-downs. It might be calling them offensive names, humiliating and threatening them. It could be gaslighting them. So for listeners that haven't heard of this, gaslighting is where someone does actions. So the perpetrator, for example, like the victim might come in and put their keys down in a certain place and they might be changing where those keys are and then questioning the victim about it, at which point the victim then questions their own...
Thought pattern.
They start to think, oh, did I move those keys or did I do this?
And that's called gaslighting.
Yeah.
I've never heard that phrase.
It's getting the victim to question their own reality, I guess, to the point that the victim starts to lose grip on reality because that control.
I just saw gaslighting and I'm thinking, no, changing everything, we're not going electricity, we're going gas.
Yeah.
You laugh about it, Steve, but I've never heard that phrase, gaslighting, but that's a form of...
It comes from a 19...
Mental bullying. Okay. It comes from where, sorry,
Casey? 1948, it's a black and white film.
Oh.
And in the film, the male perpetrator turns the gas lights off on the victim and keeps questioning the victim about whether they've lit the gas lights or, you know, because the gas lights are always on or they're always off.
So stem from that, hence the title, gaslighting, to control in the mental sense.
Yeah.
Whoa, there you go. What other behaviours there?
So it could be monitoring their movement and their behaviours. So stalking, not just physical stalking, but using electronic devices, tracking their social media, wanting to have access to their social media.
Yes.
Financial control, so getting them to share their money when payday.
Give me your pay,
occurs.
Yep.
Transfer.
Yeah, give me your bank details, Password.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Transferring money out of their account, leaving them no money for the kids to do stuff, and then controlling that money and limiting the access they have and being able to control their life through controlling the finances.
Yep. What other statements there?
So we have removing reproductive control, and that could be on either side. So sometimes a perpetrator might remove reproductive control because they want a victim to have a child, so it ties them together.
Oh, yeah, capturing them by having a child.
You continue to have that contact for life.
Yeah,
because you have a child, once you've got children together, you're sort of linked together. So, and it could be
because this is not in my space, you know what I mean? And for you to mention it, this goes on, doesn't it? This happens.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And sometimes it's happening and we don't recognize it ourselves. So we're, you know, victim survivors might be in that situation and they don't understand what's going on.
Well, there could be two parties as well. The female could fall pregnant for that reason.
Yes.
Or the male may push the pregnancy for that reason.
Yes.
So either could be at fault here.
Yeah, that's a twofold.
Yeah, twofold. Know, yes, exactly.
One party might want to continue the contact.
Mm, okay. Micromanaging?
Yeah. So they're managing their lives.
Yes.
So I've had a case where someone, when they go out and drive the car would always be set with a certain amount of fuel. It was never enough for the victim to leave.
Ah, like a quarter tank, so they can't drive to Townsville.
They can't drive to Townsville because there's the a family? Quarter tank.
Yeah,
they
gotcha.
Monitor the finances, so they can't use the bank account because the perpetrator knows. And then he's tracking the kilometres and stuff like that. So micromanaging someone's life so that they can't leave, what's going on, they're just...
Cohesive control, Mrs.
Coercive control.
Cohesive control. Murray Bagney, George, how to pronounce it. Now, for people out there who are listening, some would think this is all hogwash, what have you. I like to think I live in a beautiful life and love and respect and partner and everything's all good and communication. But there are people out there who are victims of these statements.
Yes.
And they're living in fear.
Yes.
You know? And for the so-called bullies or the perpetrator, as you mentioned, they're turning the channel, not listening no more. You know what I mean? So this is real and it happens.
It does happen.
And we're talking about it here on National Talk Black. So, yeah, continue on. What's the percentage of calls, cases, are DV-related?
Yeah, so in the period 2020 to 2021, we had 120,000 calls for domestic and family violence, for incidents.
Queensland alone.
So
for 1 year, 120,000 domestic and family violence incidents.
Yep, that's about.
And that's all types of actions.
Yep. So they're the ones coming
physical,
into our call
center. Mental, financial, 120,000. And that's 120,000 too many.
Yeah.
We need to stamp it out. Yep.
Yeah. So it is a concern. I think us as a community, we can change it though.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
Not something QPS are going to change.
No.
Alone.
No.
We need
it's
everyone.
Everybody, exactly.
Everyone to help us.
Sure.
And, you know, educating people out there now. Like you said, people don't understand that these are offences or these are, you know, what coercive control is.
Yeah.
We need to get it out there so that
sure, exactly.
Everyone knows.
Exactly. So we need to do our bit. Keep our eyes and ears open. If you ain't going to intervene, then I don't make a phone call or you know, talk to somebody to talk to what's going on, family members or what have you.
Yeah.
And need to protect their loved ones.
Yeah, and we've got ways of reporting. So you can do the 131444, which is the call for non-urgent, or 000 for urgent.
Yes.
There's also online reporting. So you can jump on Google QPS domestic violence reporting, and there's online ways of sending information to the police.
Yes.
If you want that information to remain anonymous or...
That can be done.
Yeah.
So then you're not involved, but you are protecting a potential victim, so
yes.
to speak.
Yes. Mm. So giving sufficient details so that we can identify who they are and stuff like that, then we can take it from there.
Look, this is a yucky situation, but domestic violence has got to stop. A lot of people are getting hurt. If not, fatality rises, you know, and we need to stamp it out in the community.
Yeah. I think the community does do a good job in identifying stuff when it happens, but it's more awareness, making sure everyone knows that when it's happening, we're calling, because sometimes that person might not be able to make that call.
Sure, exactly.
Be the only lifeline.
They don't have a phone because the partner has the phone.
Yeah.
You're not making a phone call. No phone calls.
Yeah.
Well, so what would be the general protocol when responding to these calls?
Yeah, so obviously if police general duties go out, we'll try and make sure the victim survivor is safe. For a start, so we're just trying to make sure the situation's safe, get everything under control.
And do you remove that potential victim or that victim as such from the situation?
We can. We can take them to the station. We can obtain statements and stuff like, you know.
So who do you take, perpetrator or the victim?
Depends on the situation.
Okay, thank
Depends
you.
On when we get there.
Okay, right.
Perpetrator might not be there.
Okay, yep,
perpetrator
yep.
might be there. We might be able to obviously remove them.
Mm-hmm.
Victim might be there. Victim survivor, we take into account what they want. They
sure.
might not want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So then we obviously go through different scenarios to see what best suits each situation.
Okay.
And by that point, there also could be an order in place between both parties.
Okay.
So between both members, that also comes into consideration.
Yes.
There was a situation this morning where our crew had to attend a job and it was reported by the neighbour.
Okay.
So a lot of those incidents do occur.
And there's the neighbour, constituent, helping out with the situation.
Yep. Yeah, so that's what we want our listeners, obviously, to think about, obviously, next time. You know, people can have arguments.
Yeah, sure.
That's fine. Everyone, if you're in a healthy relationship, you can argue healthily.
Yep.
And sort your differences out. But there's a difference between an argument where someone has a disagreement and someone in that relationship being the one that's dominating the other person.
Which is a coercive control?
Coercive control.
Coercive control, yes. That's what that is, that action on that. In the physical, mental, financial sense, what have you. Yep, okay. So very important, yeah. It's so what's the most difficult part of for you when you're faced with a DV case?
I think it's like the toll on our frontline police officers. Like Lachlan is going to the jobs and seeing the domestic violence that's occurring within people's houses.
Sure.
And seeing that.
But your job, not Lachlan. Your job's not only DV situations.
Mm.
You're on the road doing your job.
Yeah, of course.
But when you come to a DV situation, you must see some horrific stuff.
It can be pretty stressful, and especially seeing what victim survivors have to go through, especially when there's children involved.
Yeah.
Your heart just goes out to them, and it's really sad
that
these people are going through this.
Yeah. And look, it could be an argument, as you mentioned, Casey, but if this is continuing arguing, then it's out of control.
Yeah.
And then actions start to happen that shouldn't be happening. And now we have a perpetrator against a victim, don't we? Yeah.
And it might be things that you can hear as well.
Sure.
You might be able to hear the argument. We all live usually within close proximity here, except for, like, obviously it's a bit different if you're in the outer remote areas, maybe not. But if you're in the city where it's a bit more densely populated, sometimes you can hear what it's about, and you might hear that conversation and hear and think, that doesn't sound right to me.
Exactly.
Like what that person's saying, that's not right, what they're doing to that other person.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Do you, as police officers, have you got like specific training in the DV sector?
Yep. So at the moment, Queensland Police has rolled out since August last year a 3-day holistic training. So everyone's, every police officer, our PLOs, our admin officers,
go through that training.
Even the superintendent down has been to the training. And this is just to train them to have a better knowledge of coercive control.
Yes.
It focuses on us taking a holistic approach when we're going to the each incident now. So rather than just looking at one little incident and seeing what's happened, we're looking through a whole history of what's happening with these, the victim and the perpetrator, to understand why the behaviour's happening.
Yes. What can we do? What's one thing we can do to help spread awareness for people going through DVD,
I think,
or aid people, how we can help them?
Yeah, encouraging the victim survivor to talk. So sometimes they're not ready to report to police, and that's fine. You know, they're the ones that are going to know best how to manage their situation. But having someone to talk to be able to disclose what's going on, keeping records if they are saying stuff to you, encourage them to keep some sort of record of what's going on. There's apps where you could, like, you know, if they're telling you stuff, you can record it in an app or record it somehow.
Yeah.
So you as a friend or a family member can support them.
Yes.
And encourage them to report to police. Like I said, there's multiple ways to report to police. You don't have to come to the station,
sure.
Although
yeah.
we welcome people coming to the station. We've got soft rooms available now at the Cairns Police Station. So when
some people, victims are under so much control by the perpetrator that they can't communicate.
Yeah.
Directly to the police.
Yeah.
So whatever means necessary.
Yep.
Have the communication.
Sometimes it might be that family member coming forward on their behalf and telling police what's going on. So
would the police act on that?
Investigating.
Yeah. Would the police act on that?
Yeah.
Would they?
Yeah, we investigate.
Yeah, sure.
Obviously, we can try.
Because you understand in the DV process that sometimes the victim can't speak.
Yeah.
So if someone's speaking for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't look at it as he say, she say, a third person involved or outside the situation. You take the information board and then you go query it,
go
act on it.
Yeah, and we've got all sorts of ways of identifying information within police resources.
Good.
So obviously I encourage victim survivors to have some trust in police. Sometimes, you know, it can be a bit hard, but we're at the end of the day, police, we're all here to help.
Exactly.
We want to stop what's going on.
Well,
so
exactly.
And the police also does is supply reference groups to help those ones in need, referrals.
Yep.
Out there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What's a common misconception of DV?
I think the biggest one I come across is that people think it only happens to a certain demographic of society.
Yeah.
That's not true. I've been to business people's houses that are quite affluent. I've been to lower socioeconomic. I've been to different cultures, races, religion. Mm. Anyone can be a victim of domestic violence. Anyone can be a perpetrator of it. It's not something that affects any particular demographic within our community.
Okay.
Just don't feel like it's happening because of something in particular. It can happen to anyone.
Okay. Last minute plug regarding DV.
Yeah. So we've got Behind the Doors of Domestic Violence, which is presented by the Queensland Police Service. It's a 5-part podcast series hosted by Dean Cooper from Griffith University, and it's an initiative of the QPS Media and Public Affairs and the Domestic and Family Violence Command. So anyone that wants to know a bit more about domestic violence should jump on and have a listen to that. It's got victim survivors talking about what's happened to them and since they've left. It's got advice on bystanders on how to what they can do to help the victim survivor. It talks about identifying.
It's a nice platform.
It's good, and it's on Spotify and Apple. Sorry, I don't know what the Apple podcast. So you can just jump on and listen.
Ask your 12-year-old kid how to find it. Yeah, they're up with all the stuff, you know, Snapchat, what have you. Hey, listen, son, how do I find this?
That's why I brought Lachlan with me today.
There you go. Yeah, Lachlan.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. Whip me on the ears. Got your floaties on. Hey, beautiful yarning with you. Thank you very much. All the best, Lachlan.
Thank you.
Casey, thank you.
Thank you.
My brother, man.
Trevor.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
And big shout out to Sergeant Glenn Dolai.
Glenn Dolai.
And where's he at?
He's currently...
He's not acting anywhere, is he?
No, he's currently in a meeting at the Cairns station presently, and I've got to pick him up very shortly.
Oh, very shortly. Don't be late in picking him up then, brother. Hey, nice yarn to you guys. All the best. Yeah, you take care, eh?
Thanks,
Trevor. Thank you for having us.
Good one. Beautiful yarn there with the guys and girls in blue, which were yarning segment, and talking to our deadly Edmonton police. And the topic today was cohesive control. And thus, control is a pattern of abusive behaviours by perpetrator used against the victim, and comes in all forms, physical, mental, financial, emotional, all the above. And we need to stamp it out. We need to love and respect each other. And no one's got a right to be under control or under someone's control. There it is. Have your saying, Yana Strong, keep your eyes and ears open, protect. Comes the time with Trinity Trevor signs off for today's program. Y'all, thank you for your yarn. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So take a listen to the news. You know how the news start. They say, good morning. It's the last good thing they tell you. But the news is the news. Take it on board. You're up too deadly.